The Gospel, according to Matthew, chapter 19. After Jesus had finished these words, he left Galilee and came to the regions of Judea beyond the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And some of the Pharisees came to him, testing him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason?" And he answered and said, "Haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female?" And said, "For this reason a man leaves his father and mother and is joined," that is, cemented or glued in the Greek, "to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Consequently, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man should not separate." They responded to him, saying, "Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce when a man dismissed his wife?" He responded to them, "Moses allowed you to divorce your wives because of the hardness of your hearts. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife for any reason besides sexual unfaithfulness and marries another commits adultery." The disciples replied to him, "If this is the case with the man with his wife, it is better not to marry." But he said to them, "Not all men have the openness to receive this word, but those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb. There are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom which comes from the heavens. He who is able to receive it, let him receive it." Then some little children were brought to him for him to lay his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. Yet Jesus said, "Allow the little children to come to me, and don't forbid them, for the kingdom which comes from the heavens belongs to such as these." So he laid his hands on them, and left there. And then someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good deed must I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask me about that which is good? There is one who is good. But if you wish to enter into the life of God, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not testify falsely, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in the heavens. Then come, follow me." But when the young man heard that word, he went away full of sorrow, for he was one who had many possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom which comes from the heavens. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And when the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking at them, said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter answered and said to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What will we have?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me through the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you also will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive many times more, and will inherit the eternal life of God. But many will be last who are now first, and many who are now last will be first." This is the end of Matthew chapter 19.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.